It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
And I'm Rick Pluta.
And Rick, I think it's only fair to say that Democratic lawmakers at the state capitol are not very happy.
Indeed, they are mad.
Mad about the passage of an income tax reduction.
And they have made their point known.
The House Republicans are trying to play politics with tax relief.
That is Katie Carey. She's the press secretary for the House Democratic Caucus.
Okay, so Rick, of course, then when it came time to actually vote, Democrats rallied together and voted a resounding no, right?
Whoa, Zoe, don't go that far. Only four Democrats actually voted against it. Said it's too little by way of tax relief, that phrase that gets tossed about when we're discussing taxes and tax cuts. Too little for middle-class families compared to all the tax exemptions and credits that were scrapped last year by Republicans in the name of tax fairness.
The people that really deserve the relief are the people who had their earned income tax credits cut, are the people who are now paying a pension tax, are the homeowners who are struggling that no longer get the full homestead property tax credit. All of those things would have been a better use of the money.
Now that's State Representative Vicky Barnett. Democrats are saying this is the wrong use of $90 million earmarked for so-called tax relief. They say it's also pretty paltry that Republicans are just playing election year politics. But again, Rick, they still voted for it.
Well, for one thing, they couldn't stop it, Zoe. Republicans have enough votes to pass what they want without cutting a deal with Democrats. So for Democrats, it was either jump on the tax cut train or vote against that so-called tax relief.
So are Republicans playing politics?
Perish the thought. Just ask Representative Judd Gilbert, who chairs the House Tax Policy Committee.
I kind of take exception with the idea that this is somehow political pandering, election year politics.
So it's just a coincidence, right, that one of the income tax rollback bills is sponsored by Republican Representative Ed McBloom,
who represents a 51% Democratic seat in the Western UP and can expect a tough re-election fight. A coincidence.
Right. And another bill, purely by coincidence, of course, by Representative Holly Hughes,
a Republican in a 52% Democratic seat in West Michigan.
And now there's a new bill to reduce the income tax every year for the next 6 years, and that belongs to Representative Nancy Jenkins.
In a marginally Republican seat, 53%, but she is expected to face a tough re-election fight. Another coincidence.
So not political at all, 5 months before the November election.
I kind of take exception with the idea that this is somehow political pandering, election year politics.
So glad that's settled, Rick. Let's talk a little bit about the new tax cut double down. Representative Nancy Jenkins' bill would cut, as we mentioned, the income tax rate to 3.9% by 2018.
That's about $1.8 billion in total. That's lost revenue and tax savings, depending on who's doing the paying, I guess. This is a page pulled from the playbook of Governor John Engler. In 1998, he was faced with a dilemma. Now, Zoe, the 1990s were a fiscal delight.
A financial cornucopia.
The economy was so good, revenue was pouring in. The Lansing political class was able to cut taxes and increase spending at the same time.
Those were the days.
But by 1998, the governor and the legislature had really cut taxes to the point where the state could not cut them anymore and still fulfill its obligations.
And this was a problem, right, for a man who liked to be called Governor Tax Cut and had proposed a tax cut in every one of his State of the State addresses.
So John Engler solved his political problem by proposing a string of income tax cuts that would play out over 5 years, would continue even after he left office. Problem solved.
Except that that created another problem because, as we all know, in the 2000s, the Michigan economy just tanked and revenue choked off.
So here we are again with the same basic idea, and Democrats say it's just more politics.
Okay, so Democrats say they're against this latest tax reduction proposal.
Well, sort of. Actually, they say it was their idea first, that they proposed a bigger reduction in the state income tax right this year. But Republicans said no, stole their idea, and then tweaked it to spread it out over a longer period of time.
Okay, so they tweaked it, but it's still the same basic idea. So they're ready to support it.
Whoa. No one said that. No, Democrats will not commit to vote for it.
So the lesson of the day might just be, if you can't beat them, join them.
And if you can't join them, try and beat them even harder.
You got to know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away.
Rick Pluta is Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
And Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.